Sometimes vendor selection can seem like that scene in Casablanca, where the police chief gives orders to round up the usual suspects. Yet in an ever-evolving industry like IT, there are always new players emerging. Some who might hit it big, others who might get swallowed up by bigger fish, and still more will just fade away. It can seem like a risky proposition to engage with an emerging vendor, but there can also be a high reward. So what new vendors are worth looking at? That's the focus of Gartner's annual Cool Vendors Special Report. Hi, I'm Scott Smith, host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. And I'm joined now on the phone by one of the lead authors of the report, Research Managing Vice President and Gartner Fellow Daryl Plummer. Daryl, welcome. Gartner has now released the 2014 Cool Vendor Special Report. Did a theme emerge among this year's crop of cool vendors?
In the 2014 Cool Vendors, we've been noticing some things that have been going on for a number of years that are being really highlighted by a lot of the Cool Vendors reports, and that is the movement towards digitalization, the nexus of forces, which we talked about a lot over the last few years, and now this notion of fluidic disruption. Fluidic change is happening, where digital disruptions are happening at such a rate and frequency that they begin to seem like a continuous stream of disruptions coming at us, whether they be consumer disruption, whether they be enterprise disruption or business disruption. They seem to be a continuous stream. They also tend to overlap, where one disruption is supported by another. If you mix cloud computing and mobile computing, you can see a lot of disruptions that come in customer engagement and as well as supply chain and partnering systems. So these disruptions are beginning to overlap with one another. They also are spreading everywhere. They're hard to stop from appearing in some places where we didn't expect them, and often they're unseen. They seep into the woodwork, so to speak, like water seeping into your basement, where people are starting to take advantage of digital disruptions in ways that are difficult to see until they're actually on the scene already and competing with you. So we have examples of things like that in travel and entertainment and hospitality, where Airbnb is snuck up on hotels.com and Starwood Hotels and so forth, and they're now offering very different ways of acquiring residences and places to stay. We see this where Bitcoin is snuck up on financial systems and controls, and it is starting to bypass and challenge a lot of the ways where money is evaluated and financial controls are applied. So the theme that comes out overall is that there's a big change, a big fluidic change that's going on, and we need to be more fluidic in our response to it and be more adaptive to support really good disruptive change.
Were there any surprising developments to you as the results started coming back in for these reports?
There are always surprises. And the biggest surprise actually was in the structure of the report. It was in the number of different kinds of cool vendors reports we have. We had over 90 reports this time and some 470 some odd vendors in these reports. And they were split across categories that ranged far and wide. You know, the normal cool vendors in Internet of Things and cool vendors in big data we could see. But you know, we started getting down to cool business and business infrastructure for communication service providers, cool vendors in connected homes, and a lot more in regions like cool vendors in India. We're seeing a slicing and dicing of cool vendors categories in ways that we never really thought that they would. And a more regional approach has come out. Now, whether we think that's a good thing or not is a good question. You know, should we be looking at cool vendors in Spanish or Latin America as opposed to in the Americas in general? Will they be different? Will there be a lot of overlap? These are the questions we'll have to discover the answers to as we go along. But that's been the biggest surprise of the year for me.
Daryl, you mentioned earlier some of the criteria for how Gartner determines a cool vendor and how that's always an evolving process. Could you give us a look at how does the cool vendor research process unfold? How is a vendor chosen to be included in one of these reports?
When we think about choosing vendors for cool vendors, we first have to recognize that IBM is never going to be listed as a cool vendor, not because they're not cool, but because they're too well-known, they're too big. And this is cool vendors, not cool products. IBM has many small, cool products, but we're looking for vendors that very few people know about, that are under the radar, so to speak. So you typically won't see them in a magic quadrant. We're looking for companies that are generally under $100 million, that may have something interesting in their industry or market, or maybe a game changer overall. The Twilios of the world make sense, right? Because they represent someone who has come into a big space, communications, and offered an easy way for people to embed communications in any app that they may want to build. So we look for those kinds of scenarios. Way back when, we picked Skype as a cool vendor before it was a big deal. And so we're looking for those vendors we can highlight that might make a difference. Now, the best way to get into cool vendors is to talk to analysts, because analysts actually propose the vendors who are going to be cool, and we evaluate and review the proposals, and we limit it by a certain number, and we make our selections. So if you want to get in there, you got to get in the mindset of the analysts, get them thinking about you at the right time of year. And January is when we actually go out for our call for vendors and cool vendors. So if you're talking to an analyst in the October, November, December time frame, you're going to be much more likely at the top of their mind when they submit you for a cool vendor. It doesn't mean you'll make it, but it means that you're more likely to get submitted. You also want to make sure you're highlighting with analysts the things that are unique and or game-changing about what you do. It's not enough to be just offering a technology that's me too. You got to be doing something with it that really sort of begins to change the game. And lastly, it's a lengthy process of evaluation and approval and then write-ups and review and publication that goes from January through into the late May timeframe. So it's a process we do once a year, but it is one that takes a certain amount of rigor to get it done. Overall, if you want to be a cool vendor, you got to get in the analyst's heads. If you want to use cool vendors, if you're an investor or an end user or a vendor, you got to start looking at what areas you're interested in and which vendors are likely to affect your strategy most clearly.
Daryl Plummer is a Managing Vice President and Gartner Fellow for Cloud Computing Research. He is also a lead author of the 2014 Cool Vendors Special Report, now available on Gartner.com. And you can hear more of this conversation with Daryl on the June edition of Talking Technology. Thank you.